Hey, my name is Andrew Liu, and today I'm going to show you how to get started with Azure Document DB and Node.js. First, let's deploy a new Document DB database account using the Azure portal. Click the New button in the lower left corner, scroll down, and select Document DB. I'll fill in a new database account name. This will become the database's endpoint. Assign a resource group. Assign the data center, I'll place this in West US, and click Create. Deploying a new database account may take a few minutes, so feel free to grab some coffee while you wait. Once the database account is deployed, click Browse on the charm bar located on the left. Select DocumentDB Accounts, select My New Database Account, click on Keys. And displayed on the keys blade is a URI to my new DocumentDB endpoint, along with a set of authentication keys, which will grant me read and write access to the database account. Okay, now let's get started writing our Node.js app. First, I'll create a new workspace directory. Create the package.json for the application. npm install the DocumentDB node SDK. The package.json looks good, so let's start writing some JavaScript. Pull in the document client via the DocumentDB module. Fill in our database endpoint to connect to. I'll grab this from the Azure portal. Fill in the authentication key. I'll also grab this from the Azure portal. Instantiate a new client with my endpoint and authentication key. I'll define a new database to store my collections in. And define a new collection to store my JSON documents in. And define a new sample document with a few JSON properties. Now let's use the client to create a database using the definition above. And create a new collection inside the database by passing in the database's self-link. And create a new document inside the collection by passing in the collection self-link. And let's issue a test query on the collection to retrieve documents using the JSON properties I defined above. And of course, let's output the query results to the console. Let's make sure our application works. On the console, we can see my query results, which include the new JSON document I just stored. Note that some system properties have been populated as well, including a resource ID, timestamp, self-link, and etag. You've just seen how easy it is to get started and store JSON documents inside Azure Document DB in a Node application. To learn more about DocumentDB, check out our website at documentdb.com. Also, feel free to email me if you need any help, want to express feedback, or would like any questions answered. I really love this service and would be more than happy to help you in any way I can. Have fun and take it easy.